just kind of get away, or did you watch film? Did you kind of self-scout? What was your process like?
A little bit of both. You know, I think, early in the week, you know, it was good to kind of look at some things, but then really just kind of tried to get away, you know, just kind of clear my mind and get a break, so that way, you know, when I got back here for this week, I was fresh, ready to go, you know, ready to attack the back end of the season.
What did the film show you?
You know, I think when you look at the way we've played over the first seven games, you know, there's been a lot of good things that we've done. I think we've shot ourselves in the foot too many times. And I think, you know, we've said that after, you know, several of the games. And we've just got to find a way to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. And when we do that, we're a pretty good offense. But when we continue to make mistakes that we've made since week one, you know, we put ourselves in bad situations. And it's hard to overcome those mistakes. And we've got to be better at eliminating those.
Was the first Dallas game like a classic example of that?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost one of those things, you know, for me, I don't even like turning on that tape. You know, it was bad. But, you know, I think we've come a long ways from that game, you know, but going back to that first Dallas game, you know, you look at it, I mean, so many negative plays in that game that just put us behind. You know, we just really struggled to establish any sort of a rhythm in that game. You know, we've got to eliminate the things that put us behind, you know, and that put us in those tough situations.
Have you watched that tape this week?
Yeah, of course. Hadn't gotten any prettier.
Why do you think that consistency's been so elusive? Like you said, there's some stretches where, you know, you guys are really operating smoothly, and then there's other stretches. It's like all or nothing kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I've ever been a part of an offense where it seems to be, like you just said, all or nothing. You know, when things are clicking, it seems to be that, you know, we're out there and we're rolling. But when things aren't going well, I mean, it looks bad, and it is bad. And, you know, somehow, you know, we've got to figure out a way to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds like I've talked about, you know, and play like we know we can. Because when we get it rolling and we do the things that we're capable of, you know, we are a good offense.
Did you find that the break was good for you? Did you gain any kind of perspective being away, you know, just on the start of the season?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always good to get away for a few days, you know, especially after going through, you know, training camp first 7 weeks. You know, I think our bye week fell at a good time. You know, I think it was a great chance for everyone to just kind of to step away, take a deep breath, get their mind off of things and come back. You know, I thought our energy today, yesterday, you know, as good as it's been in a long time. And so, I think guys are feeling good for the second half right now.
Did you get a chance? Talent, or did you stay here?
Yeah, I went back to Oklahoma.
Did you get a chance at all? I know you're so focused on the next week's opponent during the season, but I mean, this is kind of the first time in your career where you don't know exactly where you're going to be the next year. Did you think at all about where you are now in Philadelphia and you know, where you might be moving forward and whether you're happy here and what the future might hold for you?
I think those thoughts are a long way down the road. You know, obviously we got a big game against Dallas this week. Like I said, last week was more about just kind of stepping away, you know, getting my mind right and coming back ready for this week.
When you looked at all the games, you know, you said you looked at the Dallas game aside.
Yeah.
How do you feel that you played the first half?
You know, kind of like I just said, you know, there's been some really good stuff, and then there's been some times where I need to be more consistent. You know, I'm part of the mistakes that have been made, you know, and I've got to work to correct the mistakes that I've made.
When you went to Oklahoma, did you just get away from football totally? Did you watch games? Did you play golf? What did you do there?
Yeah, I just kind of got away. You know, I went hunting for a few days. You know, just kind of hung out with some friends. You know, just enjoyed my time being home. I did not.
How do you handle the drops? And you know, I know you're not going to throw anyone under the bus or blame anybody, but I mean, it's got to be hard. I think you guys, or at least going into something, led the league in drops. And personally, how do you handle when those plays happen? Because, I mean, they reflect on you and your stats and everything, but obviously they're not your fault.
Yeah, you know, I think I just try to keep encouraging our guys. You know, like I've said all year long, drops are a part of the game. They're going to happen. You know, I expect them to happen. Obviously, you don't like to see them. But, you know, just because someone drops a ball doesn't mean that I lose any confidence in them out on the field. And that's really the message that I try to convey to those guys on the sideline. You know, if they have a drop, who cares? Go get the next one. Come back and make a big play for us. You know, that's the best thing that they can do.
He report came out saying that you turned down a 4-year deal. Is that accurate?
That offer must have got lost in the mail. I don't know if I ever saw that one.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
The numbers say you guys have been better running the ball, the last 4 or 5 weeks. But kind of in that theme of all or nothing, it seems like, I mean, you guys will gash off a 12-15-yard run to down on the first and 10. You know, it's a 2-yard loss that kind of sinks the series. Does it feel that way? I mean, is getting a consistent running game something that you think is important for you guys moving forward?
I think being consistent as an offense is important for us going forward. You know, I kind of talked about those negative plays, going back to that first Dallas game. You know, anytime you have a loss, whether it be a negative run, a sack, it's tough to overcome those in a series. You know, and the good offenses, eliminate those or have very few of those type plays. So I think for us to continue, to operate at the level that we want to, we've got to try to eliminate those plays.
How fortunate do you feel that this entire division is off to a terrible start and it's wide open? I mean, you guys are still in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, what else could you want? I don't think we've played our best football yet, and we're still right in the hunt through 7 weeks. Obviously, it could be a lot worse, but we feel very fortunate. We know we've got a lot of work ahead of us. We're going to have to play better football, play up to the level that we expect ourselves to play. But, with that being said, we're right in the thick of things.
Is some of the inconsistency going to be inevitable when you have a couple new offensive linemen, new receivers, a couple new running backs? You're new. I mean, it's so many new facets, and offense is such a rhythm thing. Is that going to be part of it?
I think to a certain extent it is. Obviously, I think you talk about any organization, stability is the key. And when you have a group that's been together for a long time and understands how each other plays, I think it's easier to develop that chemistry. But, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. We got to get it going, and I think it's starting to come. Like I said, I think we've shown flashes of it. We've just got to try to continue to develop that.
Nelson hasn't had the great start you probably expected. Injuries have been part of that. Have you kind of talked to him at all about keeping his head up and knowing there's going to be those rookie bumps that he's got to go through?
Yeah, it's probably something I should do now that you say it. But, Nelson, he's a tough-minded kid. I haven't seen him, drop his head for 1 minute. He expects to come out and make plays, and that's what we expect of him. Obviously, I think everyone kind of goes through some ups and downs as a rookie. But what you like to see is someone who continues to come to work today, comes hungry every day to work, wanting to get better. And that's the attitude that he's shown. Just because he hasn't maybe produced like he had hoped, he hasn't hung his head at all. He's continued to work extremely hard, and I think that hard work, is going to pay off for him and for our offense.
When you talk about consistency, do you think it's just a matter of individual execution and everybody doing it at the same time, or are there things that you think this offense philosophically can do a little differently to help that execution?
I think if you listen, to what I said earlier, when you look at times where we've struggled, it's been a lot of self-inflicted, wounds, things that we're doing to ourselves. When everyone's out there doing the right thing, we look pretty good. But, unfortunately, if you have, one or two guys not doing the right thing on a play, it's often hard to have a positive play.
How's your confidence?
My confidence?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's good. I don't think you can let things rattle you. I don't think, at this position, I think you've got to be pretty even keel. That's how I think I've been most of my career, and that's how I am today. I believe in myself. I believe in the system, and I believe in the guys out there with me.
What do you think it says about the quarterback position that, three of the lowest rated QBs, you, Andrew Luck, and Tate Manning, pretty good names, obviously, just show how tough the position can be? What do you think that means?
I'm not really sure what that means, but I think all three of us probably want to get our names off that list.
All right, thank you guys.